betrifft the Shechita. I tell you, Binun Hamodah Varocha. You have to have a Modah Varocha, means it has to be standing up. It has to be Hamodah, the Hain has to be able to stand up. And Varocha, then the Kohen makes an evaluation of it. So Moses lets you, come on, who's it go like? Ikra b'meir. Binun Hamodah Varocha. Therefore, you can't be poidir. The Rashi says, I'm poidir as a kut shum yacham iso. You have to stand it up. And once it's dead, he can't stand it up. That's from the Mishnah. On oif that was hooked lebedek abayis, there's no miskis yadam on it. So most of the command, who we going like? Ikra bi meyer di omar hakol hoye bechal hamod v'roch. His old kochim was bechal. It's in there before you pray to it. You have to. It has to be standing up, and the kohen has to value it. I remain himself. He says shchita shein ruya shemo shchita. You have no. Even though the shchita does not give you a heter b'achila, still it's called a shchita. If so, it's still called the Shechita. So Nishav Echiv Kisa Adam on it also, even though it's also Bano. Elamai Ikra B'Shem, Elamai, the Mishnah goes to B'Shemin. The Yom, he says, Shechita Shein Ruyu Loshima Shechita. I tell you, Yom, he always says, Lehoi Bechal HaMadu Baruch. He says, no, that when you want to be Poy the Kodshim, even after it's dead already, you can still be Poy to it. He doesn't have to be Hamodah to be able to stand up. So Manash, who does our Mishnah go like? If you're telling me now, we're talking about an Oif that was hooked for the Bede Kabayis. And then it's the only reason why he brought it from the Shechita, because the Shechita is Shena Ruya. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon. I, according to Rabbi Shimon, still, why not say you should be paid for it? Redeem it, and then you'll not eat from it. So it should be a mitzvah kis yadam. So Moshe says, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rishi says, I'll tell you Rabbi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi. For Nost of Allah, I'll leave it to Tanoim. Echanami, Rabbi, the side of the Mishnah, is put in according to two Tanoim. The Shechita is Shena Ruya, so look at Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi himself passed things like Rabbi Shimon. Look at the Shechita Shena Ruya. Therefore, he says there's no miskis yadam on this oif that's hooked to the bedek abayis, and the get to the mitzvah bahamod of the arocha sova krabi meyo. He holds that once you shech this oif megam liko on the yoif or shchita on the yoif, you can't be poiter anymore. You can only redeem an animal if it can still stand up. It has to be standing in front of the kohen. But once it's dead, it's not standing anymore. You can't be poiter it. So nechara, Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, and he goes according to both shittas. Yeah. If you some other tales, could be I tell you, no, Kulu Rabbi Shimon. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That holds a Shechita Shena Ruya is Loishma Shechita. I ask then the question is, why can't you be proud of this life even after you made a Shechita on it? Vishani Hocho. The Yom HaKro, the Postik says, Vishofach Vichiso. The Postik says, like, right after you spill the dam, right after the Shechita, then there's a mitzvah of Kisui of covering up the blood. So we dash like this. Is a regular oif or a regular chaya, right after he spilled the dam, there's a mitzvah to cover it up. But you're talking about an oif that was hooked for the bedek abayis, here it's not good, because even after you shecht it, you have to wait until first you redeem it, and then you want to have a mitzvah kisadam. So there's no mitzvah kisadam. The Pasuk says, v'shofach v'chisa, it's only mitzvah kisadam, if right after the shechita, it's possible to make a kisadam. So Moses says, if that's the pshat, v'hashtu, the yasloch, now to come on to this is the pshat. From the Pasuk, v'shofach v'chisa, afilu teme kachem ezbech. Even if you want to say the Mishnah is talking about a chat asif, a oif that's hooked for the mizbeach, and it's called a shechita ruya because common creed from it. But still, dash like this, mishein mechusar el shvicha v'chisui. Where the mitzvah kisui adam only right after his shechita you can make kisui. But you have to say here this oif, even after right after you make the malika, you have to first make his rikra on the mizbeach. So shemechusar shvicha gureira v'chisui. Over here, you can make a kisui right after the shechita, right after the malika. Because you have to first scrape the dam off the mizbech and then make a kisui dam. So that's also mi'at hakroah. The pasuk is mashmah, only mitzvah kisui if it's possible to do it right after the shechita. But by kachim, that you can't do it right after the shechita, you have to wait till you make a zrika first, then scrape it off. So there's no mitzvah. So that's pshana mishnah. His boy, the knife over there, that dam was fit to make a zrika right away. Just that dam got stuck on the knife, so you could scrape it off. But here, that the dam of the kachim, it has to be always scraped off first. There's no mitzvah. Ma Baravashi says like this, no. He says, Omar Kvod Apostolik says, Chayu Oyoif. These are the two types that have a mitzvah kisadam. So Dashin's Ma Chay, just like a Chayu, Eino Kodesh. has no kedushim, he's not a korban, he can't make a chai into a korban, is af oifan a kadashu adim, talking about whatever the oif are talking about, the mitzkiso, that's not hegdish. Poshut, any year to say, there's not the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah chai. For the more, if you make such a hegdish that the birds have to be doing to the chai, why not say, ima chai yeshem demin a kadash? Chai is, there's no chai that could become a korban. So say maybe af also, what type of a bird, shem demin a kadash, only birds that can't become for korban. Oitzi turim will take out then the pigeons, or turim are the doves, or bnei yonim will take off the pigeons. Since a dove and a pigeon could be a korban, maybe those two have no mitzvah kis yadam, even when it's not kochim. Why? Because sheyesh b'mina kodesh. Because it has a min, you could be makdish and make it into a korban. See, when you are making it into a korban, maybe this min has no mitzvah. So more so, that you don't dash in that way. Because other rabbi dash like this, kechaya. A knife is just like kechaya. Ma chay, just like techayis. There's no difference. Every single chayah has the mitzvah kis yadam. Is every kosher chayah is afoif. The same thing by birds also. Techle, but don't make any difference. Every single kosher bird, when you make a shchita on it, there's a mitzvah kis yadam. So if we're only dashing chayis and not a kochim. Oh, malei Rabbi Yaakov Minoy l'rovo kaimlon. We hold the word chayah b'chlav v'heim alisimonim. And we know just that Torah gave Simonim Tyra for Chai for Behemoth, the same Simon applied to a Chai also. If so, why don't I say, Eimanami, Behemoth Bechla Chaya Lekisui, that Behemoth Bechla Chaya, just like there's a mitzvah Kisui Bechaya, maybe it should be a mitzvah Kisui Dan by the Behemoth also, Dan Behemoth also. Or Mlaze it back to him now, or Lech on this, Omakor, the Posek says, Aloris Teshbechen of Kamayim. By Behemoth, the Posek says, the blood is supposed to spill on the ground like water. Swedashin ma mayim leboy kisi, just like regular water, there's no mitzvah to cover it up. Is af hainami leboy kisi. The dam of the behemoth does not need kisi. It's masma just dam, or spill it like water, there's no mitzvah kisi. For the more of so, it's called water, elamayata yat viluboy, you should go to the mikvah in it then. Like use it for mikvah then, dam. We know you can use it for mikvah. So he says, no, Omakor the Apostle says, ach mayim obor mikvah mayim yator. So we dash in this pasuk what to make into a mikvah or a bowl or mayin, only mayin. Hani in, only water that comes out of a mayin or a bowl. The midachrin aloy, the Ravadi can't use dam to be for a mikvah. Yeah. So Rosh says, no, V'yem, why not say, Hani, milamute shamashkin leikri mayin. Maybe this pasuk that says for a mikvah you have to use mayin only means other things that's not called water. Maybe you can't use wine, you can't use oil, maybe. Avodam, but maybe blood. The Yikri Mayim, you have this pasuk that says, Alot Tashbechenu Kamayim, that blood is cold like water. Hochinami, maybe an Echinami is included, and maybe you should be able to make a mikvah out of blood. Someone says, no, I'll tell you, Trey Mutik, it says twice here. It says, Mayim, 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 a well of water, or Bor Mayim, in a ditch of water. Someone teaches us, only water and not blood. For the Mano, aim is still Idividul Muti Shamashkin. Maybe both of them don't tell us other mashkin we can't use. And what are they? Chad Lamute Zechlin. One tell us Lamute Sham, that what other mashkin we can't use Zechlin, whether they're running. For Chad Lamute Mechnasim, even if you have them not running, you have a pit full of wine. Maybe that just the two psukim. One teaches you can't use Shamashkin when they're running, and one teaches you can't use them when they're still. But still, maybe only mashkin doesn't have a shame water on it. But blood that's cold water, maybe yes. Smara says still no klosim mutik. It says three times mayim here. Mayim, a well of water. Or bor mayim, a pit of water. And mikvah mayim. That's the drush to say mikvah can only be mamish from water and nothing else, not even from blood. The reason why there's no kisya down by the heimah, because the pasuk says its dam is like water. Tana rabbanim. Potik says, Asher Yitzot, if you capture an animal, Sayin Liyelo Asher Yotzot, if you capture him, Nitzudim V'yomdim Aleyim, in the hand of, if you have an animal that's captured already, a tamed animal or a tamed chicken in your house, how do you know Kugoyin, Avosim Tanagolim, chickens or ducks, how do you know there's a mitzvah Kisya Dama them also? Tamulay Matzayid Mikomokim, Mash, many times the animal is caught, Lavdaf, you have to catch it even if it's caught. In Cain of Saul, Matam Lema Asher Yotzot, what does the Pasuk say if you capture the animal? It's mashed mazoni mitzvahs ki sedam when you capture it first. Someone says no. Limud the Torah derech Eretz, teaching here derech Eretz. Shle yoichal odem boser ela biyazmon hazois. A person should only eat meat If you first prepare himself for it, stems from goat, take meat, you have to prepare yourself first. And she says, you should only eat meat as if you want to capture it. Don't eat too much meat always, you may become poor. It costs a lot of money to have meat, so don't spend your money all on meat. That's what it means to say. That's what Torah is teaching you. As if you have to go capture it first. Torah Rabbana. Pesach says, Ki Yachav Hashem Lekechaz Gevulcha. When Hashem will widen your land in Eretz Yisrael, so again, Limd Torah Derech Eretz. Torah teaches you Derech Eretz here. The what? A person should not eat meat El L'Tayoven, only if you have to, only like for L'Tayoven to satisfy you. You shouldn't fill yourself up with the meat. Yochel, I would have thought to say Yikach Odim Min Ashuk. The person should buy from the shuk, buy from the marketplace and eat. Tamar, the person says no. V'zavachtu Mibkorcha Mitzoyncho, should check from your flock. Yochel, I would thought to say Yizbach Kol B'Korah, maybe shecht all your flock of animals. The Yochel calls to eat up everything. The Yochel, Tamar, the person says no. Mibkorcha V'Loy Kol B'Korcha, from your cattle, not all of it. Mitzoyncho, from your sheep, V'Loy Kol, not all your sheep. What's the teaching here? Mikan Omer Abelezer ben Azayah, that mi sheyesh loy mono, a person has only $1, is not that rich, so then yikach lepasoi litra yerek, he should buy to eat a litra pound of vegetables. That's what he should buy. Rashi is lepat mid leket rosoi, he should buy for his pot a pound of vegetables. Rashi says of a boss leyecho, don't eat meat. If you can't afford it, don't eat meat. Let's say somebody has a salmon at $10, then you can a piece of litra dog, and then you can buy ready fish for your pot. Chamishim, somebody has more money, somebody has $50, then you can a piece of litra basa, then you can buy yourself a pot of a pound of meat. Now your money of 100, yishav salay kedera b'chol yoyim. Erechnami, then you rush to yishav salmins kishenayist and kedera akira, means you can keep on cooking meat every single day. Yeah. So Pasha teaching you, like, depending on how much money you have, that's the money you should spend on the food. But if you don't have that much, don't spend it on the rich food, you'll just become poor right away. Another verse says, the Enoch, Amos, other people that can't afford it. Rashi says, Elo Vacherim, that they said they should buy only fish. So when are they supposed to buy meat? That there it says, Mi'er Shabbos, Er Shabbos. They should buy for Shabbos and Echnami. For every Shabbos they should have meat, but in the middle of the week they should eat these other things. Omer Rav, Rav says, Srichon on Alochosh Divrei Zochin. We have to be afraid for the Zochin. Rashi says, Lestapig Mazonis Kalim. We have to be afraid we shouldn't eat that much food, that expensive food, we can never tell, maybe we'll become poor. Omer Rav Yechonon, Abba, my father, mi mishpochas brim heavy. Listen, this is on our heta today, that my father was from a healthy family, therefore he was able to live on vegetables or on fish. Av gon ono, but us, that we're weak and we need food to give us strength. We're not healthy. So if you have a penny, much money as you have, you should run to the storekeeper, as she says, and starve yourself. Because otherwise you become poor by paying doctor bills. So today already it's kedai to eat good food to keep yourself healthy. You're gaining on the deal this way better. What's the lotion here? Yeah, put with our chisai, you would send go to the store and buy the best food you could. Amar of Nachman, could go in Anu, love and vehicle, the same thing. We that are very weak people, if you don't have good food to eat, you could even afford to borrow money and buy food, it's worth it. Yeah, love and borrow money over Echlem and eat. Kvosim lelvoshecho, ye megis kvosim yum lelvoshecho. Means sheep should be your clothing, means from the your shearing off of your sheep will be the wool you have will be your clothing. Means what does that mean to say? From you selling your field to be your meat is person to sell his field and buy atudim, buy axes. But don't sell other atudim, your animals, we can sell them by a field. Mashmi, you're better off, more secure by having animals than having field. Well, since he walked, because you get a lot from it. Rashi says, "Soin, buy sheep. Because from sheep you have milk, the panosa, the geese and livosh. Hey, from sheep you'll have both. You'll better have milk, and you'll live from the milk. And you'll have wool, you'll have clothing." Pesach says, "Vedai chalav izim." Means, "Dai lot enough for persons. She is panos mecholav gedim. It's enough to get your panosa from the milk of your goats. Utloim, yeshabetoich beisai. And you should have these goats and sheep that give off milk. The lach mechol lechem beisecha means lach mechol koidim lechem beisecha. Your food, lach mechol, comes before lechem beisecha. What does that mean? Finish. Soon see. The chayim lenarusecha, what does this mean? Chayim to the young ones. Omer mazut to a brother of Nachman means tein chayim lenarusecha. Give life to your young ones. Rashi says, lebnei besecha to your children. Means lima darke chayim mistapik mizunas kolim. Means teach them to be mistapik, to be able to live on simple food. They shouldn't go to spend the money, right? Don't teach them how to spend money when they're young. Mikan for me, linda Torah, the Torah teaches their heritage again. Shla yumad odom binoi bosa v'yayin. A person should not get his children used to eating right away bosa v'yayin. It's no good. Get them used to eating less when they're young. Again, this is not going. This is going healthy, but our head to eat good is because we need it for our bris, for our health. You know, today say fakir. Today say what? The healthiest thing is to eat vegetables. Don't have so much meat. Yeah, that's a limited. A person should teach his children to mistape to get used to living on smaller amounts. Om Reb Yechanan, haroitz sheyisat. Somebody wants to become rich, is yasik.